So if you listened to the earliest episodes of the podcast, you'd know that the bit before the theme music was originally me apologising for the quality of the show. But then after about 5 or 6 episodes, I stopped apologising because it wasn't doing my self-esteem any good. And I just sort of said to listeners, you've got to take it as read that the show is going to be naff. But I still carried on doing the bit before the theme music because people seemed to like it. But now, after 80 odd episodes, finally, I don't have to worry about not apologising for the quality of the show, because this episode is fantastic. Just kidding, boys and girls. It's the usual crap. Run the theme music!
What's this? What's this?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
What's this? What's this?
It's Christmas time.
What's this? What's this?
It's all humbug, I tell you!
What's this? What's this?
Well, it's just team, a trusty old Red Rider Carbine Action 2 on the shot range model air rifle.
What is this?
It's the Total Christmas Podcast with your host, Jack.
He's an angry elf.
Hello, you beautiful people, and welcome to a brand new episode of the... I say brand new. It's only brand new if you're listening to it when it come out. If you're listening to it like months down the line, this isn't a brand new episode. It's like months old. Welcome to an episode of the Total Christmas Podcast. I'm your host, Jack. Let's start off with the interactive bit. Here it comes. How are you? Well, you look fantastic. You look, in fact, fabulous. I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. Or I don't know what you've stopped doing, but don't do what you were doing again. How's that? And scene. Okay, I've got quite a long show for you today, you lucky people, or unlucky, depending on how you feel about these things. A couple of things I need to talk about at the start, most of which I've forgotten about, but there is a couple of things also that I do remember that I have to talk about. First up, I was in Tesco's yesterday, right, and there's a bit of a queue, and I'm standing by the wine. Now, I don't drink wine. My wife drinks the white wine. That's in the refrigerated section. I was in the red wine section. That's where the queue goes. And as I'm stood down thinking, I wonder if they've got any mulled wine, because I know this is what happened, right? In the past, in the lead up to Christmas, they've always got their mulled wine there, right? Come January, the price reduces dramatically, and I'd buy a lot of bottles, keep them in the cupboard. I'm sorted for next year. This year, come January, I went in there and it was the same price. I'm like, what? No one's going to be buying that. Anyway, we're in the middle of July. I'm stood there queuing. I thought, oh, I wonder if they got any mulled wine. Looked at it, because it's always at the same spot, at the bottom shelf, right? On the left-hand side. I looked down and they got mulled wine. But it's reduced to clear, yes, from £3.30, I think it was, down to £2.18 a bottle. £2.18. I grabbed two, right? I was going to get more, but I didn't have a bag to carry anything in. And I don't want to use a plastic bag, because I only live like 2 doors down. I don't need a plastic bag for this. So anyway, I grabbed 2 bottles, right? They're covered in dust. They've probably been there since December. Why don't they just reduce them in January? Do us all a favour. But anyway, I grabbed 2 bottles. Next time I go in there, I'm going to grab 2 more. And the time after that, 2 more. Time after that, they might not have any. But if they have, 2 more or 1 more, depending on how many they've got. Yeah, so that's my mulled wine story, isn't it? That's Christmassy. We're off to a flying start. Second thing I want to talk about. Now, this was going to be my recommendation of the show. And maybe it is my recommendation. Maybe I'll do the recommendation now. Actually, I'm doing the recommendation now. It's early, right? This episode's recommendation is, I've recommended it before, it is the Advent Calendar House. Now, I love the Advent Calendar House. The only downside about it is episodes of it are only released in July and December. But, boys and girls, it's July! That's right! And he releases the episodes like every couple of days, so you get a lot of episodes in one go. I'm actually a little bit behind, but I was listening to an episode the other day, and they were covering Alvin and the Chipmunks' Christmas Carol, which, to my shame, I didn't even know existed. It does, and they were covering it, right? And I'm listening along, and then they started talking about the Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come, and they had a mild discussion. Do you know what? Let me play it for you. I'll play the discussion.
Now, quick Christmas Carol question for you two guys.
Okay.
Is it Ghost of Christmas Future or Christmas Yet to Come for
it
you guys?
It is yet to come in the book. in the story.
I hear it both ways, and I'll do either one. But if you want to go purist on, it's yet to come.
Yeah, I'm not going to get upset when people say future.
No. I listen to somebody else that gets kind of upset when they say Christmas future instead of yet to come. So
you talking about Jack?
Yes, I'm talking about Jack.
Hey, Jack.
If I'm talking about the ghosts or the scenes in the future from the book, I'll say Ghosts of Christmas Yet to Come. But if I'm rapid firing off the ghosts, I'll say Christmas Past, Present, and Future.
Well, even Scrooge does at the end. So, like in the original story.
Yeah. It just rolls off the tongue easier to do future than.
Right.
Yeah.
But even Simon introduces himself as the spirit of Christmas yet to come. He says spirit. Fine. Whatever.
And when Simon did that, I immediately thought of Jack.
Yep. Jack from the Total Christmas Podcast. Shout out to Jack.
There you go. Yeah, I got a shout out. I was chuffed to bits about that because it's nice to know that they understand how I feel about these things. And when he said, hey, Jack, when he said that, I replied, I'm doing well, buddy, because I was so chuffed. And I said, I actually said it out loud. I was on my own. It wasn't like I'm some weirdo walking down the street talking to myself. But yeah, I really was chuffed about that. Because I love the show. What's great about it is I listen to a lot of shows where they talk about not just Christmas movies, but all sorts of movie shows. I love listening to them. But a lot of them don't go into much detail and they don't really do much research. Well, when you listen to Advent Calendar House, old Mickey Mike Westphal, he knows his stuff. He really does. I should have said that. Advent Calendar House is hosted by Mike Westphal. He has different people on every episode to talk about whatever they're talking about. That episode was cool because it had Sean Sotker on there from Christmas Podcast. And do you know what? Last year, I actually was on an episode of the show. You'd know that if you were listening to the podcast last year because I did talk about it. Yeah. And I really enjoyed it. I haven't been asked back, and I think that was because I made a bit of a mess on his carpet. I didn't mean to, and I did apologise. I didn't try and clean it up, though. I left it. But yeah, that's the Advent Calendar House podcast. If you like Christmas stuff, you'll love that. And now is the time to get amongst it, because they got all the new episodes that have just come out. When this comes out, it'll probably be the same day, will it, of the last episode of July. Then you've got to wait 5 more months till December. But boys and girls, there's plenty of episodes for you to listen to, and everyone is a blinder. So that is this episode's recommendation, the Advent Calendar House. If you're not listening to it, you've got to check it out. You really have. Now, while we're on the subject of Mickey Mike Westphal, it is just Mike Westphal. No one calls him Mickey Mike Westphal, just me. And I only just did it today, it's the first time. I might keep doing it until he tells me to stop. But anyway, I got an email from Mike, and this is what it says. Dear Jack, you are the most handsome man I've ever seen in my life, and your podcast is far superior to any of the other Christmas podcasts out there. It didn't actually say those words exactly, but I think it was sort of like that was implied. Okay, this is what he actually did write. Jack, I finally got a 10 out of 10 on your latest episode's quiz. The best I've managed before was a 9 on the first one. I average about a 6 or a 7. But I look forward to a new quiz every episode. Thanks for keeping it going. Well, that was a bit of a shock for two reasons. One, I thought there was 3 questions in last episode's quiz that no one was going to get. I didn't get them. And if I didn't get them, then I just assume no one knows these things. And also, the fact that he enjoys the quiz. Because, to be honest, I thought most people hated it. But we've got one person out there, my mate Mickey Mike Westphal, who likes it. So, yeah, it's here to stay by the sounds of it, kids. Congratulations, Mike, for getting 10 out of 10. I don't think I've ever got 10 out of 10. Have I? Maybe I have. I don't know. I should just pick 10 easy questions out of the book that I know, and that's it. Then I get my 10 out of 10. But that's not the way I play things, kids. That's not how I roll. Anyway, again, congratulations, Mike. I bet ya, I truly bet ya, you are not going to get 10 out of 10 today. But still, give it your best shot. So let's get on with this. This is the quiz, this is the quiz, this is the quiz, this is the quiz. Well, do you know what? Today, I've actually got to play this bit as well. Listen to this. Yeah, this quiz is not actually coming out of my book, the quiz book I've got, you know, that I always get my 10 questions out of. This was sent in by my American Scandinavian correspondent, Benji Pearson. And all the questions are about Christmas in Scandinavia. And I'll tell you something, boys and girls, I don't much fancy your chances. If you listen to the show and you've never forgotten a single word I say, you'll probably get 8 or 9. If you listen to the show and you barely listen to anything I say, good luck is all I can say to you. Good luck. Anyway, we're going to get straight into it with question number one. Sorry, I say question number one. He's actually written them down in Swedish for me as well. So this is question number N. This casserole is named after a Swedish last name. What's that then? I hope it's a Christmas casserole, because if it's not, then this ain't part of the... This is just a Swedish quiz. I don't know. I don't know the answer either. Right, question number two. Sorry, question number two. What is the Swedish name for Santa Claus? I did know this one. Question number three, or some would say tre. In a lot of houses in Sweden around Christmas, there's a straw animal somewhere in the house. Find the blooming thing and chuck it out. You don't want some straw animal roaming around your house, dropping feces on the floor. Actually, no, it's an ornament, sorry. It's somewhere in the house by the Christmas tree is common, or hanging on the tree. He didn't put that, but I am familiar with the answer. What animal is that? Tell me now. What animal's made out of straw? I could tell you what fruit is made out of straw. A strawberry. Yes, that was joke of the week. Right, where was I? Goodness. Question number four, What traditional hot beverage comes both with and without without alcohol? Well, I'm not having any of that one. I'll tell you that for nothing. What traditional hot beverage comes with alcohol? And you can't have it any other way if I'm drinking it. And often comes out of the kitchen's cupboards during the dark month of December. What's that? What do they call their Christmas... It's pretty much mulled wine, but what do they call it? Question number five. TV may not have a lot of tradition in it, but there's one programme on Christmas that actually is traditional in Sweden. It starts at 3 o'clock on the afternoon, but after what Disney character is it named? Question number six. Ooh, sex. Yeah, that's the kind of podcast I'm running. On what day is Santa Lucia celebrated in Sweden? That is St. Lucy, and it's a big part of their Christmas festivities. What date is that? Question Sjur. How do you say Sjur? No, sorry. How do you say Merry Christmas in Swedish? How do I say it? Merry Christmas? No, I don't. That's not how I say it at all. Right. Question Atta. That's eight. What is the name of the noisy Yule lad who traditionally makes his presence known on the 18th of December? Huh? What's his name? Just ask him. He'll tell you. He's not shy. He'll tell you if you ask him. Right. Question number Nio, or Nio, I don't know. On the 22nd of December, the amusingly named doorway sniffer arrives. He has a very large nose, which he uses to sniff out what favourite food of his. What does he sniff? With that big old schnoz. And finally, question number 10, or Tio. Swedish citizens enjoy special foods for Christmas. These foods are served in a buffet called what? What is the name of that buffet? Right, that was your 10 questions. How did you get on? I'm guessing badly. Right, okay, here we go. Are you ready for your answers? I'm doing them now. These are the answers, right? Question number one. What casserole is named after a Swedish last name? And like I said, this better be a Christmas casserole, because if it's not Christmas casserole, this has no place in my quiz. Right, it's Jansen's Temptation, or also known as Jansen's Frestelse. What? It's named after a bloke called Jansen. Spelled with a J though, but they pronounce their J's like a Y. Right. What is the Swedish name for Santa Claus? Are you ready? I knew this one. Jultomten. And that means Jul is Christmas, and Tomten, or Tomte, they tend to send, is Christmas elf. He's like an elf. They call him Jultomten, or gnome. Anyway, Right. Number three. In a lot of houses in Sweden around Christmas, there's a straw animal somewhere in the house. By the Christmas tree is common. What animal is it? Well, this is the Julgot, which means Christmas goat. Yeah, and I did a segment on that, so you should have known that one. And if you didn't know it, you've let a lot of people down. And when I say a lot of people, you've let me down. Question number four. What tradition? What do Swedes call their version of mulled wine, is where I'm going to put it. And the answer is glögg. Or it's got two dots over the O. What does that make me do to the O? Glögg? Glögg. Yeah. Okay, so question number five. What's that TV show that they were watching in Sweden? Now, I should have mentioned this earlier, but I did have an interview with my Swedish friend, Petter, whose wife is my wife's best friend. And they're not married, actually. I don't know why I said wife. Partner. I don't like saying partner. I can't say girlfriend. They've got two kids. They've been together 10 years. Anyway, last time they were over, me and him had a good old chat about Christmas. It was on the show, probably about a year ago, actually. And we talked about this. And yeah, every Christmas, they all sit round and watch these Donald Duck. It's like the Disney Hour, but it's named after Donald Duck. Yeah, and they talk about it as Donald Duck. Let's all sit down and watch Donald Duck. Yeah. Or, as they call him, Kalla Anka. Donald Duck. Question number six. On what day is Santa Lucia celebrated in Sweden? What date? December the 13th, of course. How could you not know that? Question number seven. How do you say Merry Christmas in Swedish? The answer is Gott Jul, which means Good Christmas. Yeah, Good Jul, Good Christmas. Question number eight. What is the name of the noisy Yule lad who traditionally makes his presence known on the 18th of December? And the answer is Door Slammer. Did I get that one? No. No, I did not. And do you know why I didn't get it? Because I didn't know the answer, did I? If I'd known the answer, I would have got it. That's how quizzes work. Crikey. Question number nine. On the 22nd of December, the amusingly named Doorway Sniffer arrives. He has a very large nose, which he uses to sniff out what favourite food of his. And the answer is cake. Wrong, Benji Pearson. Wrong, 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 wrong. It's wrong. The actual answer is lerfebrød, which is leaf bread, which I discussed in the episode where I talked about the Yule lads. And specifically, Doorway Sniffer, he can smell this lerfebrød. It's called lerfebrød or leaf bread because it's super thin. And they make this like, it's like a sort of dough, and they make it really thin, and then they cut designs into it, and they fry it up so it's all crispy. And that is what he's sniffing. So, Benji, I hope you didn't give yourself a point for that one. Anyway, so I should get 2 points for that. Anyway, question number 10. Swedish citizens enjoy special foods for Christmas. These foods are served in a buffet called, are you ready? The answer is a julbord, which means a Christmas board. And is an interesting fact. I think there's only two Swedish words that have made it directly into the English language. There may be more, but there's only two that I'm aware of. And one is ombudsman. I have no idea what that means. And the other one is smorgasbord. And I don't know what smorgasbord means, but board means board. So there you go. Those were your 10 questions. I'll tell you what I scored, right? I got that doorway sniffer one. I got Gott Jul. I thought St. Lucy's Day was December the 16th. So I was 3 days out. I knew it was Donald Duck. I knew it was Glögg. I knew it was the Yule Goat. And I knew his name was Yul Tomten. That was Santa. Yeah. So I scored 6. Yeah. But I'd be interested to know how my mate Mickey Mike Westfall did. I bet after last episode's 10, he thought he was on a roll. And then this goes and happens. And Benji Pearson comes and throws a spanner in the works. Well, don't worry, boys and girls. At some point, I will get back to the normal quiz. But that was this episode's quiz. And I hope you all enjoyed it. And now let's move on and do this. Well, I wish it could be Christmas every day. Boys and girls, it's time for Christmas Every Day, and Bob Baker, our self-appointed podcast barman, has got a great idea for how to celebrate Christmas in July. And now, Bob, I've got to say, you're looking glorious.
Why, thanks, Jack. I love to enjoy my tiki bar at this time of year. Since it is holiday-themed, I will roll it out on Leon Day and use it throughout Christmas in July. Because of this, I look for summer-sounding holiday music that I can play during these celebrations. What this means is I find unique interpretations of traditional Christmas songs that can be played at any time of the year to have it be Christmas every day. So when you're feeling a little hot and bothered and you need a cold weather quick pick-me-up, you can use music to lift that festive spirit. There are reggae and steel drum Christmas songs with titles like Holiday Hula, Christmas Boogaloo, and Freaky Tiki Christmas. There are bands like the Blue Hawaiians, Low Straitjackets, and the Volcanics with great island-flavored Christmas tunes. Also, you can find secret little gems by famous artists like Cyndi Lauper, Leanne Redbone, and Wayne Newton. They are appropriate for all year, but especially in the warm summer months. I recommend you give a few of these a try. Play I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas by Lake Street Drive, Aloha Christmas by the Dukes of Surf, or There's Always Tomorrow by Esther Park. Use these songs to celebrate that we are past half Christmas. And if you have a secret summer holiday celebration, you expose it to Jack, he'll unveil it to me, and we'll bear it for all of you next episode.
That's a pretty good one, actually. That is a good idea. Yeah, to get your summer Christmas songs and play them in July. I tell you what you could also do is go and listen to episode 60, and I talked about 8 different songs that are all about Christmas in July. So you can play those ones. They've got a Christmassy feel to them, some have, but they're about Christmas in July. You don't have to feel guilty then, do you, boys and girls? Anyway, thanks for that, Bob. He'll be back again later on in the show. But right now, I've got to do this. Now, I know that every time I do the joke, I make a big thing about how naff the joke is. And if you remember, at the moment, I'm still getting my jokes from the Christmas joke toilet roll that my wife lovingly purchased for me for Christmas. Well, that's where I'm getting my jokes from. And you know what, boys and girls? This one is actually not that bad. Now, I shouldn't have said that, because now I've bigged it up. But it's better than the usual trolley. Okay, so here we go. Are you ready? Because I think it's all right. And I hope you like it too. Here it comes. What did the snowman say to the aggressive carrot? Get out of my face. See? Wasn't so bad, was it? Because a carrot, it's on his face, isn't it? So get out of my face. So there's the... Yeah. Could have been worse, kids. Could have been worse. Listen to that, look. I'm playing that jingle twice in the same episode. That's got to be a first, hasn't it? Yeah, so this episode, we're looking at Christmas in South Africa. Now, here's the deal. My wife's friend, I say my wife's friend, I like to think of her as my friend as well. She's a delightful lady. She lived in South Africa until she was 14, and then she moved over to the UK. And then I pestered her and pestered her and pestered her until she finally agreed to come on my crappy podcast. So now I have an interview with the wonderful Jade, and she and I are going to discuss Christmas in South Africa. Here it comes. Boys and girls, I have a special guest on the show. This is Jade. She is a friend of ours. She lives just up the road. She's got 2 lovely children. And she is originally from South Africa. And she's going to talk about Christmas in South Africa. You say hello, Jade?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
They're doing really badly because they're listening to this show. But that's okay. So you moved over when you were 14.
That's right.
Every Christmas before that, you'd spent in South Africa.
That's right, yeah.
But your dad was originally from the UK, is that right?
No, he's originally from South Africa. His dad's Scottish, though.
Oh, his dad
was. Connection,
right.
Yeah.
And your mum?
South African as well.
Oh, okay. So their heritage. So they'd spent most of their Christmases in South Africa as well.
Yeah.
Right. What is Christmas like in South Africa?
So, first of all, I'd say probably the biggest and main difference between Christmas in South Africa and here in the UK is at Christmas time in South Africa, it's obviously summer.
Yeah, do you know, so, I should have said that. For those of you that don't know anything about geography, South Africa is like pretty much the very bottom of Africa, which means it is below the equator and it's in the southern hemisphere. So you have, so your Christmases are hot, aren't they?
Yeah, really hot. But in terms of the actual traditions of Christmas, so what we do on the day, like having family round, having a roast, all of that is pretty much the same as you
have a roast dinner?
Yeah.
On Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Do you eat indoors or outdoors? Or did you, or most people?
So it can vary. So I've had a bit of both. So I think we kind of just used to do what we felt like at the time. So there were times where we would have a roast indoors with family. We would often like eat outside as well, but then sometimes we wouldn't have like a family roast. We would go to the beach for Christmas Day.
Okay. So, and what would you eat then?
We would have like what's called a braai in South Africa, which you guys barbecue. Is a barbecue. Yeah. Yeah. So we would have a braai on the beach, and I have a really fond memory of one Christmas we went to the beach and we got mussels, like fresh mussels out of the sea, cooked them on the barbecue, with a bit of like lemon. So that was the really fond memory of Christmas and very different to what I think most people experience here. But that being said, there are a lot of similarities. So, like I said, having dinner around the table at home, having a roast.
What would you have as a roast? Would you have a turkey?
So, yeah, turkey, the beef.
Okay.
Some people would have pig.
So like, a pig?
Yeah.
So, they'd braai that, barbecue that?
Yeah. Okay. Or, like, spit roast a pig.
Okay, yeah.
That sort of thing. So, So really similar in that respect, and obviously getting together with all the family as well. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole Christmas tree and presents under the tree, stockings, all of that happens in South Africa.
So Santa Claus, do you call him Santa Claus or Father Christmas? What was his name?
So I grew up calling him Father Christmas.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And everyone, most people in South Africa your age would call him.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Oh. Now, though, if you ask me, what do we call him? We kind of flip between the two in our house. So
yeah.
Sometimes
so do we. Yeah. But I still notice when the girls say Father Christmas rather than Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But I think that's the same for everyone. But so did you ever call him? You knew who Santa Claus was when you were?
Oh, yeah. I knew that he could be called Santa Claus, but we called him Father Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have Brussels sprouts?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah, Brussels sprouts.
Did you eat them?
Yes, I do like Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, when you're grown up, you do. Did you when you were a kid like
them? Oh, that's a good question. Maybe I probably didn't. I can't remember, but no, yeah.
Right, so what's the point of me having you on my show if Christmas is exactly the same as the UK?
I mean, well, it's really sunny.
Well, I know I asked you to be on the show. It's my fault you're here. What about TV then? Because in the UK, like TV, this is the thing I noticed when I was in Australia, which is I had Christmas in Australia twice and it was in the Southern Hemisphere, so it's hot.
Yes.
And they didn't really care much about TV at Christmas. Was that a thing in...
No. So on Christmas Day, there would be no... That's actually a really good point. There'd be no kind of like sitting around the telly watching TVs, like TV programs and things like that. I know a lot of families tend to do that on Christmas Day here. They'll have like their Sunday roast and then they might all just hang out around the TV.
It's only because there's nothing else to do. It's not like, quick, let's turn the TV on. It is because the weather's so naff and it gets dark so early. It's dark at 4 o'clock. So you're not going to be going to the beach. Although some people do in the UK. I should cover that on an episode, where people do actually go to the beach.
A lot of people like to swim in the sea in the UK.
They do, Bournemouth Day. And Brighton, we're not talking about Christmas in the UK.
Yeah, sorry. But there are, like, going back to the whole TV situation, I do remember there was the whole kind of Christmas films and watching those, like in the run-up to Christmas.
Okay.
But definitely not on the day. There was no memories, I have no memories of all sitting around the TV. But then you're right, it's a very outdoorsy country. It's summertime at the time. So
is South Africa still part of the Commonwealth?
Yes.
Did you have the Queen's speech?
No.
Oh.
We don't have the Queen's speech. Now, if I were to ask my gran, who still lives in South Africa, she might say different, but I can't remember there being the Queen's speech, or we didn't watch it.
Okay.
So, but no, yeah, we weren't all, we were part of the Commonwealth, then we left, fun fact, then we rejoined again in 1994.
You came crawling back. Mm. I remember that. Here, knocking on our door. Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, so really there's very few differences apart from the weather.
Yeah.
Okay, what
much.
About what about and the TV? No, the weather's different and you don't get to watch great TV like the Queen's Speech, everyone's favourite show. what about music?
Christmas music?
Yeah.
We would play Christmas music.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, yeah, I get that. It's Christmas. You've got to play Christmas music. What is the now you're in the UK.
Yeah.
Are you like, oh, we don't, this
no,
what, are all the songs the same? Was it British songs?
Yes. So there's, I mean, name some British Christmas songs.
Well, I've had a segment in the past where I've spoken to my US correspondent, Scott Newman, and I've played British songs for him, and most of them he doesn't know. I play the ones that I know he wouldn't know. Like, so Last Christmas, I know he knows that, so I didn't play that. But, for example, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Wizard.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah?
We know that one.
Slade?
Yes, and
Shakin' Stevens?
How does that one go?
Snow is falling.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh yeah? Is that because you definitely remember that from when you were young?
No, I definitely remember that from when I was young.
Not from...
100%.
Okay.
Yes. Oh. So, yeah, we did... There was music in the UK definitely, like, travelled well over to South Africa.
Well, what about music from the States then? Or do you think most of the influences were from the UK?
No, like, obviously, Mariah Carey did some Christmas songs, didn't she?
One, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Everyone,
that one.
Yeah, but then that made it to the UK as well. I'm thinking of, the thing is, I don't know many American ones that didn't make it to the UK, because if I knew them, then I'd know them, but I don't know them, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But so I'm wondering if there's songs, okay, let me put it this way, are there songs when you came to the UK that you're aware of that you haven't heard since you've been over here?
There is one that I can think of, but I don't know how to sing it, I'm definitely not going to try. It's one, how does it go?
Is it a South African artist?
It's that one that goes, do, 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 that one.
Yeah.
Sing it.
That one?
That one.
Oh, you never heard that?
No, I'd never heard that one.
Fairytale of New York. That was very well sung.
Yeah.
Expertly sung. But what about Vice Versa, though? Are there songs that...
In South Africa, Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Not, I can't remember any.
Oh.
Sorry, I know that's not interesting for
no,
you.
No, it's not. It's really bad. You're the worst guest I've ever had on the show. I'm trying to rack my brains for a worst guest, but I can't think of one.
So, no, I can't remember any South I don't think there would have been any South African Christmas songs. And if there were, they probably would have been in a different language, either Afrikaans or Zulu.
But
there definitely probably are. Maybe I should have researched some beforehand.
No, because if you'd I could research it, couldn't I? See, so yeah. Oh, so this is
and
gonna
I
be
was
a short
an English,
interview.
I was an English speaking South African, so I, yeah, and that's actually a good point because, say a Zulu person from South Africa or an Afrikaans person from South Africa might have had slightly different traditions at Christmas.
Slightly.
Yeah, or more.
The Zulus might have had slightly different traditions.
But yeah, they could have done.
Do you think they were celebrating Christmas, the Zulus?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone celebrated Christmas, but they might have done it in a different way. Like, they could have been,
no
like,
idea what they're
nuances.
Up to, though.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But Afrikaans, is that Dutch?
It comes from that.
Well,
that
you had a lot of Dutch colonisation before we came over there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of Dutch heritage.
Yes.
Is there any way that you can say that that might have influenced Christmas in South Africa? Or, again, are you going to let me down?
I don't. Yeah, I'm going to let you down. I have no idea.
This is the worst, Jade.
I'm sorry,
I can't begin to tell you how disappointing this whole fiasco has been.
Well,
I don't even know why I let you in the front door.
I didn't say that there was loads of differences, to be fair.
It was just the weather. That's the difference. that is the difference. And the TV.
Well,
but the TV is because of the weather. If the if the weather was crap, you'd all be sat at home watching TV, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
Watching the Queen's Speech.
Yeah, I probably would have been more British before I got here. we sat in front of the TV.
So when you came over, can you remember your first Christmas in the UK? And did you think, wow, this is what I missed. I missed this. This is fantastic. Or did you think, well, this sucks?
Okay, so I did think it sucked, but you? Not because it was...
How dare you? You're coming to my house. You're coming here, slating my Christmas, probably the best Christmas in the world is in the UK. You don't get the the drizzle in other countries like we have. We have proper drizzle.
Yeah.
If you don't know what drizzle is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's just a very light rain, but very dank as well.
Yeah.
You don't have the dank.
No.
Do you? So didn't you come and think, oh, this is Christmas. Dank. No. Look how dank it is. And this is what Christmas is all about.
I've just been missing dank all of my life before coming to this country.
Yeah, clearly.
No. So I wasn't disappointed because of an English Christmas. So right. I came over with my dad, mm-hmm. obviously. And we lived in a very, very tiny, pretty shitty, like, flat for, like, the first, you know, when we first arrived. So it was just Christmas with him and I, whereas previously it would have been family, friends, all of that. Really tiny, pathetic little Christmas tree. You know, one of those ones that sits on a table?
Yeah, you should never. If your Christmas tree is on a table, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, and it was just us two. So can you imagine? Like, that was pretty shocking.
Was it
shocking.
Just the two of you?
Mm. Yeah.
What did you do on Christmas Day? Well, you watched the Queen's Speech. You had that. I bet that was a ray of sunshine. thank God for that. I thought it was going to be awful. But no, we get the Queen's Speech.
So then you are right. That's all. We might have opened some presents, had a bit of a roast, and then...
You did have a roast, you reckon?
Just the two of us. My dad really enjoys, or used to enjoy, cooking, so he would have been down with that. And then we probably would have gone for, like, a nice walk. Because that's another thing British people do on Christmas, is walk.
Not on Christmas Day.
They do.
No, you might.
You don't, no, but the rest of England does.
No, they don't. Some do. Most don't. Most don't. Most just sit in front of the TV.
Oh.
But I'd say the majority don't.
I think a lot of people
when I was a kid, I wouldn't even leave the house. Wouldn't even go outside. I remember one year going outside and playing in our driveway with our new toys, but that was it, because it was dry.
Oh, okay.
But normally it's dank. So you sit inside with a fire. Did you have a fire?
No, not in this little tiny shitty flat, no.
That's twice she's swearing, boys and girls. Hey? I'm not going to bleep him out. I'm going to shame her with those words. I see. Well, yeah. I can imagine that's not great then.
No.
Okay, so, right, now we're getting more content. Okay, you're earning your keep after all.
After a slow start.
A slow start, yeah. Right, so... You come over, first year is naff.
Yeah.
Because it's just your dad.
Second year.
So your dad's let you down. It was boring Christmas. You're like, oh, wish I was still in South Africa.
Yeah.
Then what happened? Next year was the same.
Pretty much.
Was the tree bigger?
So the only. No.
No, but the table was taller.
But the only time Christmas started to look up was, and this is going to sound really soppy, I don't mean it to, but it's. The truth was when I got together with my now husband. Then I spent Christmases with his family.
Hang on, how old were you when you met him?
I was, how old was I? I was like 20.
So you had six crap Christmases.
Yeah.
And then he turned up and everything was wonderful.
Yeah. And actually, no, tell a lie. A little bit before that, I went to my friend's house. I think it was Christmas Eve. So I got a bit of a taste of a bit more of a lively Christmas.
Did you have no one else? It was just you two for 6 years.
Yeah. He's the only... Well, and then my brother lives really far away.
How old's your brother?
He is 5 years older than me, so...
Did he come over before you came over then?
Yeah.
Oh, he was already here?
Mm.
So he didn't bother coming down for Christmas then?
No.
Oh, so?
So,
he would have been 19. What was he doing then?
He was in school, so he was in, like, a boarding school.
What, 19?
It was, like, it went through, like, it was, like, college. No, he would have been at uni. Yeah, you're right, uni.
He stayed at uni rather than spend Christmas with his dad and his sister.
Well, he had a girlfriend and all of that, and he was with her family.
Oh.
Well, it's not his
so
dad.
He's having, he was a...
And also, my dad's not his dad.
So. Oh, well, there's no reason at all for him to come down then.
Yeah, well, other than me, his sister.
Not worth it. There's no conversation. You've proved that. Okay. Right, so Christmas in the UK now. How do you feel about it now compared to Christmas in... obviously, you had a slow start.
Yes.
Now you've got your two lovely kids.
Yeah.
You've got your handsome husband. he was handsome. Then he shaved his beard off. Now he looks he's growing it back, kids. It's going to be all right. You've got your... His family... I've met his mum and dad, haven't I?
Yes.
They're delightful.
Yeah, yeah,
so they come over as well, do they? Or
yes.
Do you go to theirs?
Yeah, either.
Right,
they
so
come
so,
to
so
us
you have all. A big family affair now. Is it even more than that? Or is it...
It's normally his parents, his brother, his girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, yeah.
Right,
so
it's a
bit more.
Proper houseful.
Yeah, a bit more than just...
How does that compare to Christmas in South Africa?
I really love Christmas in England now.
You do now?
Yeah, yeah. Like the whole thing. The run-up to it. The Christmas Day, Boxing Day, love it all.
Oh, what did you do for Boxing Day in South Africa?
Well, that was pretty much the same again. You just
was it?
Everyone does nothing
still,
on Boxing Day, really.
So you still, did you call it Boxing Day?
Yeah, right. And it was still a holiday. It's like a
bank holiday,
but we call them public holidays out
there.
Right. So, yeah, pretty much the same. Everyone does nothing and continues to eat and drink and, yeah.
So it's almost like Christmas Day too.
Yeah.
In the UK, I think it's more... I've said this before, but this is my take on it. I think it's sort of more extended family it tends to be.
Hmm.
Or it used to be for us anyway. And the food's not quite as good, but you've got all the leftovers. It's normally cold food.
Bubble and Squeak is my favourite thing on Boxing
Day. Do you want to quickly explain it? They won't have a clue.
Oh, sorry, listeners. So basically, Bubble and Squeak is all the leftovers from the roast that has been cooked on Christmas Day. And you normally, typically, fry it all up in kind of like a wok situation or a frying pan.
That's it, frying pan.
Whatever you have. And it tastes delicious. Like, if you haven't tried it, try it. It will blow your mind.
Yeah, I think... If you're having Bubble and Squeak on its own rather than the Christmas leftovers one, is it potatoes and cabbage?
Yes.
I think.
It's just everything chopped up and fried
up. I'm talking about the original Bubble and Squeak, not the Christmas version.
Oh, I don't know.
No, you don't know, do you? Because you're from South Africa.
Well, then why did you ask me?
Well, because I thought I'd let you do some more talking because you've done so little. You've told me nothing. Right. So we've covered Bubble and Squeak badly. all right. So now what do you do Boxing Day?
Boxing Day is normally, so you said you see extended family. Mm. We kind of use it as like a wind down situation and we'll go, like if we're at Joe's parents, we'll be back home on Boxing Day.
Oh, okay.
But then we'll like continue to kind of still enjoy ourselves and drink and eat and all of that. But it's more of a... That is probably where we might sit and like watch a few more Christmas films.
But just you guys, just the four of you, rather than the... Oh, okay, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. So, if you could choose one or the other, which do you prefer, Christmas in the UK or Christmas in South Africa?
I think purely because I now have children, I would probably choose Christmas in the UK because it has
the
more of a... Yeah,
it's the Queen's Speech.
Well, King's Speech.
It was all right, though.
Oh, we've got something to look forward to this year, don't we? First King's Speech.
No, we just had it. You obviously weren't watching it.
Oh, no.
I said just had it. It was 7 months ago. You obviously weren't paying attention, Jane. You come to this country and you won't even watch the King's Speech.
I mean, I didn't watch the Queen's, to be fair. But, so, yeah, as I was saying...
You come to this country and you won't even watch the Queen's Speech.
yeah, purely because I've got children, I think... Christmas in the UK just has a bit more of a magical feel to it. So I would, for that reason, I would say Christmas in the UK. But that's not to say that I don't miss the whole outdoor element of a South African Christmas. And I'd love my family to experience that at some point.
Ah. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I think because we have the dark evenings and I think because it's so dank, you have to create... No, it is, though. I think you have to create a bit more magic because... When you've got the sunshine and everything's fantastic and it's glorious and you just stroll around in your T-shirt and shorts and flip-flops and it's fantastic. But if you're in the dark and the dank, then you need... No, but I think that's partly why Christmas flourished so much, because it's given people something to look forward to in the winter months that it would be so dismal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. And I think it is a magical time. I think that's why people love Christmas, and that's why I talk about it all year round, because it's so such a wonderful, magical time.
Because there is something about, you know, the coldness. Obviously, you can't be cozy in a hot environment, but you can in a cold environment. And there's just something nice about coziness.
Yeah.
And then if it's a darker time of year, all the lights are obviously just going to look more magical.
Yeah.
You don't, it creates a better backdrop for Christmas,
I think. There you go. Yeah, we created a better backdrop. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, South Africa.
I also think probably the word of this podcast is dank.
This episode is, the word of the day, kids, is dank. Okay. To be honest, you've let me down. I was hoping we'd get about an hour out of this segment, but you've given me not even half an hour. So is there anything else you want to say? Is there anything at all you want to say about Christmas in South Africa? Anything?
I would say...
What about the shops? They're all decked out.
Yeah, they're decorated and all of that. And
have you ever been carol... Do people go carol singing?
No, that's not a thing.
Is it never?
No, we didn't get people knocking on doors.
Do people meet up and would there be carol services or carol singing in the street and stuff like that?
People would meet up and, like, you know, those that were religious would go to church and they would have carol services and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's the same everywhere. But honestly,
not really travelling around. But there's a reason for that, because in South Africa it's obviously bigger and houses are not close together like they are in England. So it's easy to just walk around the neighbourhood. In South Africa, there's quite a bit of space between houses and...
Oh, I see. So it'd be like a real marathon to get between
houses. Yeah. So, I mean...
I see. So you might get two or three houses in one evening if you're lucky.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But one thing I would say, I guess, to your listeners is if you do get the opportunity to experience a Christmas in a hot country or in South Africa... definitely do it, because it is a great experience.
It's not a great experience. Don't listen to her. It's not, Jade.
Well, it's pretty much the same as here we've established.
It's not. It's not. It's not the same. Don't listen to her. It's not, because I spent two Christmases overseas in hot countries, and I felt like I missed Christmas that year, both times. In fact, I think it might be three times.
Well, now you've got two opinions, so you're now better.
Yeah, and mine's always right, because it's my podcast. Thank you. But the thing I think is, well, you can go to the beach any day.
Yeah.
But there's only one day where you get to watch the Queen's speech.
And do you watch it?
No, she died. No, I didn't watch the King's speech. It's my favourite show.
You just got to wait a whole year for it.
I know, but it's so good. No, it's not about the King's speech, and it's not about that. I don't know what it is. It's something about... I think if you're eating a roast dinner, I suppose maybe the food gives you like the focus for the day. But I remember in Australia when I had Christmas over there, we didn't have a big meal. So it was just pretty much a normal day, but we were on the beach. Well, the day before we'd been on the beach, and the day after we probably went to the beach. Yeah, I was backpacking. I suppose if I'd been there with family, I suppose most people with their families would have been having a proper big meal. So maybe there would have been more focus. But now I've offended all my listeners in the Southern Hemisphere.
But remember, Jack is always right. So.
Well, they don't agree with that now. Now I've lost all these listeners thanks to you coming on my show and talking for 20 minutes. That's all I could get out of you.
It's all right. Come on over to our podcast.
Life do you want to plug your podcast, which isn't even running at the moment? Not. She's on hiatus, but you can tell everyone about it if you want, Jade.
So I run a podcast, as Jack alluded to. It's called Life Juggles, but it isn't actually currently running. We are paused for the moment due to some personal stuff, but we will
It's good personal stuff. It's not bad stuff. No. It's not good. It's not like, you know.
No.
Yeah.
Like everyone is well and happy, but it's good stuff. So we will be back. So there are episodes that are available for you to listen to. So give us a listen.
Yeah, tell them how to find it, though, because it's not the easiest to find, because yours isn't the only one called Life Juggles, is it?
So tell
them where they'll get it. Spotify. It's really nice, actually. It's lovely. It's just a nice conversation between the two of them, chatting away, mainly about the King's speech or the Queen's speech. That's what they chat about.
Yeah. We really pick it apart.
I don't think you've ever mentioned the Queen's speech or the King's speech on your podcast.
No.
What kind of podcast is it? Tell them how to find the bloody thing.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music.
Now, how do they find it, though? If you type in Life Juggles, it won't come up.
Oh.
I'll do it now.
Okay,
I'm pausing the podcast. Hold on. Okay, boys and girls, we've had a good look and we couldn't actually find our podcast. But it's really good. I've listened to it a lot of times when I'm at work, and it's really nice because it's like one of those podcasts where people are having a chat and you sort of feel like you're involved. So when I'm working on my own and I'm sort of get a bit lonely, then it feels like you're with other people.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it. And it's always a nice, wholesome chat. You're having a good time talking about kids and, well, just generally work and life and that. Yeah, so it's called Life Juggles. If you can find it, you're better at looking than we are.
And thank you for that nice plug, Jack. But yeah, so if you can find it, that would be great. If not, this is the world's biggest drum roll, so...
Yeah. Juggles with Jack and Jade, or Jade and Jack, is it? And I'm not the Jack. Jack's her friend.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Right. You've been the worst guest. How does that make you feel?
Great, actually.
Does it? Well, you come on and sabotage my podcast. There's no competition between my podcast and yours because some people can find my podcast, Jade.
Not.
And they cannot find yours. Oh, well, this was a little bit of a letdown, I think. But it has been nice having you on here. And I think the listeners probably will be glad it's over, you think? There's that, isn't there?
There is my Christmas present to you. It's done.
Is there anything else you want to say, or is that it?
No, that is it.
That is it?
Yeah. What else do you want me to say?
I don't know. The whole thing, you said the wrong thing anyway. I was hoping that you could tell me that Santa Claus wore a blue suit and he went up the chimney instead of down the chimney.
You can't. If you want me to come on here and make things up, I can do that. I could be a brilliant liar. But, I mean, it wouldn't be the truth.
No, because my podcast is nothing but the truth. Very well, so helpful, very God. Well researched. Yeah, and delivered very in a serious manner. So, okay. Well, thanks for coming on then, Jade.
That's all
it's
right.
Been a real pleasure. And Merry Christmas. Anything you want to say? Is that it then?
That's say goodbye. It. Merry say goodbye. Christmas. And I hope you have a lovely 2023 Christmas when it comes.
Yeah.
So.
Happy with yourself?
Yeah, I'm really happy.
I want to say another big thank you to Jade for coming on the show. She's fantastic. She really is. She's one of those people that you meet her and you think, she's just great. She's just delightful, but also she's no nonsense as well. And my wife and I met her for the first time about a year ago. I'll tell you when it was. It was the Queen's Platinum Jubilee last year. Yeah, and they had a street party, and we got chatting. And yeah, ever since then, they've been good friends. It's really nice. Anyway, thank you so much to Jade. I hope you learned something from that. To be honest, I've talked to my wife about this after we did that interview. I was like, we could have done the interview in like 20 seconds. All she had to say was, it's exactly the same as the UK, but the weather's better and we don't watch much TV. There you go. That was it in a nutshell, wasn't it? I wasted half hour of your life listening to me chat to Jade when I could have just said that. Anyway, so thanks again to Jade. Now it's time for this.
Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
I consider the work I am providing at the Tiki Bar a public service, because the more I drink, the less there is for the kids. So, there was a popular Netflix holiday film released this past year called Falling for Christmas. It garnered a lot of attention because it marked the return of troubled teen actress Lindsay Lohan. Since Mean Girls and Freaky Friday, she hadn't appeared in a film for over a decade. Despite all the excitement, the movie was fairly generic and predictable. It had all of the elements of a typical Hallmark Christmas movie. There were class issues, confusion, mix-up, amnesia, plus the city girl finding love and a simpler life in the country. In the film, Lindsay plays the Paris Hilton-like Sierra, who has a fiancé named Tad, who is a social media influencer. Nobody really likes him, including, it seems, Sierra and her father. Tad has an accent, so you can tell he is not from the States. And after a disastrous engagement at the top of a mountain, the duo happen to fall down opposite sides. Sierra ends up with amnesia, while Tad, he is taken in by a survivalist in a cabin. When he crashes at the bottom, Tad is most angry because he has no cell service. He screams brilliant, and to emphasize his foreignness, he repeats, bloody brilliant. At this point, my do you hear what I hear sensibilities were alerted. What was so brilliant about what was happening? Did he suddenly have some great idea he wasn't sharing? Because here in the U.S., brilliant means great intelligence, like genius. Whereas in the U.K., it is used more like an expression, like how we might say awesome or cool in the U.S. In fact, some complain that the phrase brilliant is so commonly used in Britain that it has become a bit of a cliché. It has experienced what the Oxford English Dictionary calls a weakening. It went from meaning clever, admirable, or well executed in the 1970s to something that is much less enthusiastic in the 1990s. So, simply meaning okay or mildly pleasing. To now, brilliant is even used sarcastically in the 2020s to imply that something is stupid or catastrophic, which is how Tad was using it. These variable meanings may be why brilliant is considered overused by the English. So, in all the time that that word was evolving overseas, it just stayed the same here in America. Kind of brilliant, eh? Cheers and happy Christmas.
Do you know what? I wasn't even aware that our use of the word brilliant was different to overseas. It's never really crossed my mind. So well spotted on that one, Bob. I think it was funny. I thought, when he said about the Tad character not having any signal for his cell phone, I thought Bob was going to talk about how we use the term mobile. That's how we, what's that, what people call their phones? Their mobile. It's called it because it's a mobile phone. That's just a mobile. Just refer to it as a mobile. Or your phone. But yeah, we don't call it a cell. Never have done in this country. Yeah, but no, he was talking about how we say brilliant. And it's brilliant. Well done. Yeah, talking about that film with Lindsay Lohan in it. That was an interesting one. And you're watching it, I just felt sorry for her the whole time I was watching it. Just a dismal film it was. Yeah. Anyway, great work, Bob. And if you're not listening to Bob's podcast, I'm going to remind you again, like I do every episode, because you need reminding. Or do you? I don't know. If you're not listening to it, it's called Festive Foreign Film Fans, and he talks about foreign films. And it's brilliant. And the new episode just came out yesterday, as I'm recording, so it's probably about 4 or 5 days ago. So if you haven't listened to the latest episode, they're talking about Tokyo Godfathers, which is an animated film from Japan. And they'll also cover the customs and stuff in Japan, which I've already done. I did it like back in episode 5, and I did a great job of it. But, you know, have a listen to Bob's. Anyway, thanks again, Bob, for another great segment. I hope you guys enjoyed it and learned something. Yeah, there we go. And that is the end of the episode, boys and girls. You've already had my recommendation. It was Advent Calendar House and, of course, Festive Foreign Film Fans. But, yeah, that was a recommendation. So you don't get that now. You just get me saying goodbye. And I'm doing it now. Are you ready? This is me. So I'll do the usual bit. Okay, so if you want to get in touch, totalchristmas@gmail.com. Go on the website, totalchristmaspodcast.com. I'm surprised that website's still standing. I haven't looked at it in 2 years, is it? I don't know. I don't have a go at me, though. Yeah, I'll be back again in 2 weeks' time. In the meantime, if you've emailed me and I haven't replied, it's because A, I'm lazy, B, I'm rude. Mainly the lazy one, but that laziness leads to rudeness. But I don't mean to be rude, it just is rude. I should reply and I'm sorry. Also, I hope I haven't missed anything out. I do try to read people's emails and I do try to stick stuff in the show, but I forget because I'm a bad person. Yeah. Anyway, where was I? Oh, it's Christmas, isn't it? Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed the episode. I'll be back again in 2 weeks' time. In the meantime, you know I love ya. Merry, happy Christmas!
I told you I'm your guardian angel. I know everything about you.
Well, you look about like the kind of an angel I'd get.